Good evening, this is N5AOW, and I control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 16th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Brat Northam Community Center in Boonville, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and they can set that up for you. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still is not done so after a couple of minutes, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This KD2AIT, good evening. What's going on tonight there, Bob?
This is KC2QQR, good evening, Bob. Chuck over here is on it.
Okay, we've got KC2QQR, Chuck, and KD2AIT, Jeff. Jeff, how are you doing? I hope you're enjoying the camping.
Roger, KD2AIT here. Yep, we're getting ready to head off to bed. Long day. Boys came up, though, today and gave me a hand for about 5 hours, which really made this day... smoke right by. They stacked up all the wood that I split yesterday and then gave me a hand with a weed whacking in the yard. So we got everything done and everything's ready for the party next weekend, and I'm really happy about that. Matter of fact, by 2 o'clock I had nothing left to do except charge the battery in one of the trucks. So it was kind of nice. Beer 30 happened a lot earlier than it normally does, but well, anyway, we had a good time. So the kids really did double duty this weekend. It was real nice. So anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I'll tell you what. When you have days like that, beer 30 does come around quite early sometimes. And, you know, it's like a phrase we use quite often here every once in a while when we get busy with things. It's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere, so... I'm glad you got a bunch of things accomplished and a little bit of rest in the meantime. And I know the kids bounce back bigger. Jeez, tongue twisted. Kids bounce back quicker than we do. And well, of course, you know, you're still, you got some flexibility there. I don't anymore. And I went out and put high button shoes years ago, but. In any event, yeah, at least you got to get some things done that you wanted to, and hope they got a little R&R time in the meantime. Okay, well, you have the rest of the weekend and enjoy it, and 7-3. And I got to give top marks to those boys. I'll tell you what, that's a lot of work, and it wasn't, well, maybe it was fairly cool. It wasn't too bad. But I know it started out a little on the sticky side this morning. and we put a couple of fans around it, just move the air a little bit, and it helped out a lot. Okay, and we'll move along to KC2QQR. Chuck, how are things your way?
KC2QQR. Well, good evening, Bob and Jeff there. Jeff, sound like you got your place all squared away with the wood. That's good. Good you got help. It always helps when you got help. It makes things go a lot smoother, that's for sure. So, anyways, had a good day today. Got up this morning, helped a friend of mine in Salisbury, up above Dodgeville there. Had to do some stuff on, had to do some work on his place, and took care of that. And then it's crazy. Once I got started, or once we both got started, next thing you know, it's around 2 o'clock, and we're pretty much working all day and doing some wiring and stuff like that. And time just flies by when you're having fun. And like I said, it was right around 2:30, and I had to get back home because I had stuff to do around here. I had a whole bunch of laundry to do and some other errands to do around the house. But I got it all done. But it sure was beautiful up there. I don't get to go up there that often. So it was definitely a nice ride up there. But got a lot of stuff done. And enjoyed the day. I was inside for part of the day, but still got to enjoy the nice weather. Thought it was gonna rain a little bit this morning, but it was a little overcast when I got up there, but it was cleared right up. There was a nice breeze, so I couldn't complain. So anyways, hope everyone's having a wonderful evening, and catch you back on there tomorrow. KC2QQR, back to that control.
Okay, very good, Chuck. Glad you had a good day, and it sounds like you got a bunch of things accomplished also. I worked at that this morning, and I thought, let me get it done while it's cool. But today was relatively cool, and as the breeze came up, I think the humidity went away, and I think that helped out tremendously. Okay, you have a great evening and the rest of the weekend. 73. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins.
Good evening, this is N2KKL.
N2KKL, good evening, Pauline, and I hope you had a wonderful day today, and I think we're going to get a little rain tomorrow, but I think this evening's going to be fairly good in most areas, so I'm hoping that's the case. So how have you been, and what's new your way?
We had a very nice day today, and we had company, and so now it's all quiet, and it's about 70 degrees. But we had a really nice day today. And good evening, whoever's in here. I just turned in. N2KKL, back to net.
Okay, Pauline, I'm glad you enjoyed the day, and it'll be a nice evening, too. I think temperature isn't going down too far this evening, and might be nice part of the day tomorrow. I don't know. I hadn't looked at the forecast, but I know they had mentions of rain possibility or showers, and that may even be a short, quick one in different areas and not tie up the whole day or the afternoon. So anyway, have a great evening and a nice day tomorrow, and you take care. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
And 5AOW, this is KK4NXA. Chris, near Finbera, checking in.
Good evening, Chris. KK4NXA, I believe you're on EchoLink. Sounds like anyway, and glad to have you check in with us. How are things doing your way? Hope you had a great day.
Well, thank you, Net Control. This is I'm actually a portable in the Adirondack League Club, but not EchoLink, but that probably explains my signal quality anyway. But things are going well today, and I appreciate it, and hope you and everyone have had a wonderful day as well.
All right, very good. Glad to have you check in, and tell you what, you're doing very well to get into the repeater from the camp up there. Got a few hills and in the way, and doing a fine job. Okay, you have a great evening, and as always, glad to have you check in with us anytime. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, my day was equally as good. I started out with getting lawn cut. I wasn't particularly going to start with that, but as the dew and the rain got off the grass, I said, well, maybe I ought to. I'm just getting long enough to do it. So I get that done and made a new platform for the tractor going into the shed, and that was collapsing on me. Long time was sitting there, but had to do a variety of cutting and shaping for the platform, and didn't take all that long, but it went relatively smooth, and got it done and had it away, and the rest of the day just kind of fell into place. Got to relax a little bit, get out on the lake, spend some time there, and well, I'll tell you what, if you got out in the sun, I only had shorts on and a light shirt, and it was a bit cool for me, but still nice. Just a gorgeous day. Sun in and out, but never had any rain. We did get some overnight last night, and not a whole lot, but enough to dampen things down and give the plants and everything a little bit of a drink. So with that, I'll make a final call. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-in. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Question, KK4NXA.
Go ahead, Chris, pick it up.
Thank you, sir. I'm just curious whether anyone made it down to the Hemp Fest in Ithaca today. Didn't make it down myself, but I was curious whether anyone did, and well, what it was like. Back to net.
To be honest with you, I really couldn't tell you. Hadn't contacted anyone that had been there, and I've been away from the rig all day today until the net came about, so I really didn't have a whole lot of info on it, but I hope they had a good turnout. Usually they do, unless, you know, you had inclement weather, but it's not going to help you very, very much for info. If there is anybody that would like to comment on that, feel free to jump in and give Chris a little information on it. Well, Chris, I guess no one has gone there that's been on, and or at least on tonight's and that anyway, and sorry I couldn't help you out, but I didn't, wasn't aware of it. I believe somewhere in my notes I might have written it down, but Well, I'll tell you what, time goes by so quick. I just lose track of a lot of these events that pop up, and sometimes if the body's willing, I can do it, but if not, I've just got to pass. So back to you for any further comment. KK4 and XA.
No problem, Mike. I completely understand. Yeah, I thought I might go today, but of course ended up not, which I'm sure many other people in the area could say today. So no problem. I was just curious and thought I'd ask for that today. But yeah, no problem. I'm glad that you were able to do what you needed to do today. And of course, no problem at all. I appreciate the offer of the net, though. Back to the controls. This is KK4NXA.
Okay, Chris, very good. And, you have a great evening. Again, glad you checked in with us, and feel free anytime you're in the area to jump on a repeater and let us know. 7-3, have a great day tomorrow, and good evening tonight. This is N5AOW, final call for check-ins. Bring none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Chris, Pauline, Chuck, and Jeff for checking in this evening. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a great evening and super day tomorrow. Take care. N5AOW clear.
Good evening, this is KD2DXF, Purdue United County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm doing a call up on the KC2NB repeater tonight, looking for stations that would like to check in. With or without traffic, and all stations are welcome.
Good evening, N5AOW, no traffic.
AOW, and how are you today, Bob? This is Acton. This is Acton. This is Acton, looking for any further stations. This is Acton. We're nothing further here. This is KD2DXF returning my control, W2MO and item 73.